Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Okay, you know when it's 2 a.m. and you're deep into someone's Instagram looking for clues about why they didn't text you back 2 years ago?
That's oddly specific, but yeah, sure.
Well, that kind of social media detective work isn't something Britney Spears fans have to do anymore.
Yeah, Brit's definitely not going for cryptic these days.
Mm-mm, she let it all out on Instagram this weekend. And I have a feeling she's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, so after winning the ability to choose her own lawyer last week, which was huge, Britney took to IG with a vengeance. She clapped back at haters, she called out some of her family members, and she even brought up Legos, but maybe not in the way you'd expect.
Yeah, she definitely did more than reveal what her favorite color is like before.
Yeah, and if it wasn't red, then it's definitely red now.
Uh-huh, the princess of pop is on fire.
Personally, I'm just glad I was always there for her.
Yeah, same. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, July 19th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. So I feel like we just got a glimpse of the real Britney Spears this weekend on Insta. And this woman is not playing games.
Yeah, let's hope it stays that way.
In several Instagram posts, she let loose on the people closest to her. And it was raw, it was real, and it was at times very specific.
Yeah, so she called out her dad, Jamie, and sister, Jamie Lynn. And she said, quote, "How dare the people you love the most say anything at all? Did they even put a hand out to even lift me up at the time? How dare you make it public that now you care? Did you put your hand out when I was drowning?" And then she said, quote, "So if you're reading this and you know who you are and you actually have the nerve to say anything about my situation just to save face for yourself publicly, please stop with the righteous approach when you're so far from righteous, it's not even funny."
I cannot slow clap enough for all of these posts, honestly. Like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's the tea we've been waiting for, honestly.
Yeah. And I mean, this is obviously a very different Britney than we've heard from over the past many years.
Yeah.
And a lot of people feel like this is confirming what has been speculated in the past about who actually was in control of her social media.
Yeah. So for a while, Britney's IG was filled with selfies, video of her dancing in her house, that kind of stuff. Talks about her burning down her gym, you know, the usual. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get really any personality or information about her life, but it seems like that Britney's gone.
Yeah, her conservatorship fight has definitely shed some light on how it all worked behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So Britney uses a social media management company called CrowdSurf, which is pretty normal for celebrities. But her social media manager there at CrowdSurf has insisted that Britney writes everything herself.
Yeah.
Which I know you have thoughts about.
I do. And this is where you and I disagree. Uh-huh. So I just don't believe that all of a sudden they're like, fine, you can have complete control over your social media back. The conspiracy theorist in me wonders if they're like trying to make her look a certain way, like if they're trying to make her look combative or aggressive. Mm-hmm. That's one theory. Second theory is that they're trying to make it look like she has control now and that maybe this conservatorship isn't so bad.
Yeah. There's so many valid arguments for either or being the reality, especially because of the post she had. Was it last week where she posted about the maid's uniform and then the caption, like the whole thing got taken down and then put back up with a different caption? So it's like, who's pulling the strings here?
Exactly.
I don't know. But Britney didn't talk about the conservatorship at all on her social media, which doesn't make sense in essence. And now it sounds like she's wanted to tell us, but she couldn't. And now she's just letting it all out.
Yeah. I mean, her court testimony last month blew up the entire myth that she's okay. Like, she was brutally honest about what her life's been like for the past 13 years. She even called the conservatorship abusive. And as we know, last week she got a big win in court when Judge Penny ruled that she can finally hire her own lawyer. Mm-hmm. So now it seems like she's completely unfiltered on social media, which obviously is a big shift.
Right. A huge shift. Just this weekend, she posted 3 times, and we already talked about how epic they were. My favorite, or I feel like the one that kind of sums up what's going on for her, is a quote she posted on Saturday, where she said, "Never forget who ignored you when you needed them and who helped you before you even had to ask."
To me, it seems pretty obvious that she's referring to her sister.
Yes.
Maybe a couple celebrities who didn't necessarily have her back. Christina Aguilera, looking at you. I don't know. Her caption did call out the people closest to her who didn't support her when she needed them, but now we're speaking out in her favor, which seems a lot like Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like Britney might be coming for her, and I'm totally on board for that.
I love it. I love it.
But in case it wasn't clear enough, Britney did follow her post up on Sunday where a laundry list of hurts came spilling out, and it didn't leave essentially anything to the imagination.
No. So again, she blasted her sister, Jamie Lynn, like by name, for performing her songs to remixes at the Radio Disney Music Awards back in 2017. And if you haven't seen the video of that, look it up, because you can see on Britney's face, she's not loving it.
Nope.
And she said, quote, "My so-called support system hurt me deeply." Then she explicitly said she won't be performing anytime soon, not while her dad, Jamie, handles what she wears, says, does, or thinks.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And then she called out the people who criticized her dancing videos. And she said, "I'd much rather share videos, yes, from my living room instead of on stage in Vegas." And she also said, "This conservatorship killed my dreams, so all I have is hope. And hope is the only thing in this world that is very hard to kill." Mm-hmm. And then she posted that, like, graphic that said, "Take me as I am," or "Kiss my ass and step on Legos."
Yeah.
Which is apparently talking to people with kids, because there's always Legos on the floor.
Right. I mean, she is just, she's done. She's not playing this game anymore. She is coming for people, and I love it. So for me, it seems, I know that the debate is still there. Like, is Britney truly in control of her accounts? But I feel like we're hearing Britney as she wants to be heard as of late.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think even if she doesn't have complete control, I do think she could very well be writing these captions and they're getting through her team.
Yeah. I will say that she and her sister, Jamie Lynn, are taking sibling rivalry to like a completely unprecedented level.
Yeah.
So I just love this back and forth.
Yeah. Move over Prince William and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
We've got a new sibling rivalry. So Jamie Lynn wrote on Instagram Sunday, "May the peace of the Lord be with you and your spirit." And then she did the peace sign emoji, heart emoji. Britney fired a post back that said, "May the Lord wrap your mean ass up in joy today." And so after Britney's post, Jamie Lynn edited hers to just the peace sign and the heart emojis and then turned off comments on all of her posts.
I was going to say, I went back. She has like, there are some comments available for posts back in May, but it's limited. You can't, it's the whole like, you have to be following, or she has to be following you.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I don't blame her. It's like, no, I can't handle the hate that's going to be coming my way. God.
Yeah.
But obviously, Britney's battle for freedom isn't over yet. Her conservatorship fight has a long way to go. And I feel like all of this social media honesty does have some people concerned. I mean, are these brutally honest posts, are they going to help her ultimately, or are they going to hurt her? Are we dealing with a Britney unleashed? Like, what's the truth here?
Honestly, even if there's some conspiracy going on and they're like, let's make her look unhinged and aggressive and blah, 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 it's too late. Like, if she is aggressive, we all understand why.
Yeah.
Like, no one's turning on Britney at this point. So I don't think anything can hurt her now.
Yeah. And I feel like the number of people in this country that are in way worse shape that aren't in conservatorships is enough as a testimony that she should not be in a conservatorship. She's fine.
Agree.
But unfortunately, we are not judges yet. So we're going to have to wait and see what the impact of these posts will ultimately be. But I think one thing is for sure, Britney's definitely using her own voice.
Yeah, it's much more than Bible quotes and favorite color questions for sure.
Which actually, I still don't know what her favorite color is.
I think it's yellow.
You're welcome. Respect that. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skimmer-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.